Please turn your Bible this morning to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, and also turn to Matthew chapter 25. Philippians chapter 3 is our text for this series of messages on recommitments. And Matthew chapter 25. Let's pray. Lord, you are amazing. You are forever, God, for all eternity. Lord, I ask as we look in your word this morning that you will speak to the church. Please speak to us, Lord. Please speak through me. I'm nothing without you. And Lord, may we as your people, Lord, move forward, filled with your Spirit, with your Word as our guide. And Lord, may we, Lord, engage with witnessing. And Lord, even if we fail sometimes, help us, Lord, to keep witnessing for your glory. And we ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Philippians chapter 3. Is our theme verses, and this is Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things in Christ Jesus, becoming more Christ-like. And I asked you last Sunday and in the newsletter for the month of January, will you commit to some things with me? Will you commit yourself to forget your failures? Will you commit yourself to give up your grudges? Will you commit yourself to restore your relationships? And will you commit to turning your back on your transgressions? Will you commit with me on these things? This morning, we're looking at forgetting our failures and moving forward in the cause of Christ, moving forward in kingdom's business, and moving past failures in life. A football coach gave this advice, speaking about failure. When you're about to be run out of town, get out in front and make it look like a parade. That was a football coach's advice on failure. You must have long-range goals to keep you from being frustrated by short-term failures, you see. Long-range goals. Failure is an event, never a person. In 1902, the poetry editor of Atlantic Monthly returned a stack of poems with this note: "Our magazine has no room for your vigorous verse." The poet was Robert Frost. In 1905, the University of Bern turned down a doctoral dissertation as irrelevant and fanciful. The person who wrote that doctoral dissertation was Albert Einstein. In 1894, an English teacher noted on a teenager's report card a conspicuous lack of success. The student was Winston Churchill. Failure. Failure in life. You see, there is a fear of failure. And that is an example of it in Matthew chapter 25. An example of a fear of being a failure. great people in our history have always moved past their failures and kept on and kept on and kept on. So I'm asking you this morning, in your failures in life, will you keep moving forward? Learn from your failures, get back up, and move forward. And yet there is a fear of failure, and it hinders people in our Christian walk. It hinders us from being a witness. And it hinders us in our service to the Lord because we are afraid we may fail. Or it may hinder you, speaking of this life, it may hinder you to move forward in your career or in school or anything that you are working at. You may have this fear of failing, so it is keeping you, it has you tied up and chained up from moving forward in your life. So it can go two ways. In our regular day life of living and working and relationships, and it can also affect our Christian walk, this type of failure of being afraid of serving the Lord. Read with me about these servants in Matthew chapter 25, verse 25. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. See, these others went and used their talents, and God blessed them with even more. But this one was afraid. Look, he says, there you have what is yours. Verse 26. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed, so you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. But look again at verse 25. And I was afraid. And I was afraid. And it hindered this servant from serving the Lord, from using his talents, from using his gifts in service to the Lord. Now, many times we may feel like a door is shut in front of us in our service. What do you got to do? Go to the next door. Go try the next door. When you're seeking God's will and God's guidance and you're serving Him and living for Him, if a door closes, go to the next. Don't quit. There's a saying, if it is real, it will last. If it is not real, it will pass. So if your relationship with the Lord is real, you will keep serving. You will keep loving. You will keep ministering, keep teaching, keep deaconing, keep preaching, keep witnessing. If it's real. If it's real, it will last. If it's not, it will pass. So keep serving. But don't let the fear of failure keep you from your potential that God has for your life. Don't be afraid. Why? Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Don't be afraid, because I can do all things in through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. Not all the things that I want to do, but the things that Christ wants for me to do. Being in his will and being guided by him. Now there's a failure that we must look at this morning that is very dangerous, though. It's a failure that we as Christians can fail at. It's a failure that is very dangerous for us. Why is it so dangerous? Because when we fail at this, what I'm fixing to share with you, when we fail at these things, It affects our entire life. Because if you're born again and your faith is in Jesus Christ, you're a child of God, and you want God's will for your life, and you want to have this abundant life, but when you fail at these things, it will affect your relationships. It'll affect your want to. It'll affect your keep on keeping on, your stick-to-itness of things in life when you fail at these things. Let me share with you. When a Christian is a failure, when it's failure in our walk of faith with the Lord Jesus is what I'm sharing with you, and it's a great danger to fall into these failures. Number one, not being faithful. I show you a man or woman that's not faithful in other relationships, it's because at first they wasn't faithful with their relationship with Jesus. You hear me? When you're faithful with your relationship as a child of God with the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be faithful to your wife, to your husband, and all the other relationships. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble, like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. But it's failure when a Christian is not being faithful, not being committed. Number two, not being filled with the Spirit. Our Sunday school lesson was all about you cannot live this Christian life on your own. You need help. I need help. You must be filled with the Spirit. It's a command for us as Christians to be filled with the Spirit of God and not the things of this world. Number three, we are failures when we're not being in God's Word. When we're not studying God's Word and reading God's Word and feeding upon God's Word and hiding God's Word in our heart. We are failures when we're not growing more like Christ, becoming Christ-like. That's being transformed. It's being a new creation. And when you're born again, you're on this lifelong journey of being more like Christ. But you're a failure. We are failures when we're not growing more Christ-like. We are failures when we're not praying. Amen? We must pray. And we are failures, not only to ourselves, but to those around us when we justify sin. When we say sin is not sin, and we try to start justifying sin instead of repenting and turning from sin, and turning and getting closer to God. Failure. But listen. Failure is not fatal. Failure does not have to be fatal. When we remember that God's love and forgiveness is there for us. When we remember the very character of God toward us. When we do repent and run to God. Failure does not have to be fatal in our lives. When we can put our failures behind us and put our eyes back on Jesus, we can get back on the right track. Amen? That's what the rest of the message is about this morning. Getting back on track. Recommitment. Forgetting about failure. Learn from it, but moving forward. Example. The Apostle Peter. I shared a little bit about his life last Sunday, but we know the story of the Apostle Peter, how, he was the spokesman. Sometimes he suffered for things like what I suffer from sometimes. It's called foot and mouth disease. You ever suffered from that? I have. Peter did. The Apostle Peter. He was a spokesperson many times, and he said some great things. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said it at Caesarea Philippi with all those paganistic gods all around them. And Jesus said, who do you say that I am? And he put it right there on the line. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Messiah, the only one. Then, after he had told Jesus, I would follow you to death, that night, when Jesus, after he was arrested and they were in the court of Caiaphas, and you know what it says in the Gospel of John? He was warming himself at the fire, the enemy's fire. And while he was warming himself, people would say, aren't you a Galilean? Aren't you a disciple? Didn't I see you with Jesus? No. No. And it got to the point the old fisherman came out in him even, and he even cursed and said, I don't know. That's a low point, ain't it? That's failure. That's failure. Do you know what happened? After Jesus was crucified and he came forth from the grave, you know what Jesus did? He went to Peter. He went to Peter. And he talked with Peter. He restored Peter. And I read it this morning in my daily reading how Jesus said, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord. And feed my lambs. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord. And feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know all things. You know I love you. And you know I failed. You know I denied you. Feed my sheep, Peter. Feed my sheep. From that day forward, Peter fed the sheep. Peter served the Lord. Peter was the man who preached on the day of Pentecost and 3,000 people, and a few days later he preached at the temple and 5,000 men came to Christ. It was Peter who stood before the Sanhedrin and said, I can't but speak of Jesus. I denied him, but now I'm going to speak for him. Even if you put me to death, I'm still going to talk about Jesus. See, failure does not have to be fatal. Get back up. Like Peter did. Peter, the leader of the early church. Two lessons from his life. Number one, failure does not have to be final. It doesn't have to be the end. You are not a failure just because you failed. It does not have to classify your life. King David failed, but he was known as a man after God's own heart. It does not have to be final. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's a verse to put to memory, folks. Does not have to be final. A righteous man may fall 7 times, but he gets back up. Does not have to be final. It's like a tire. When a tire becomes flat, what do? We get the hole plugged in and we keep rolling, don't we? You keep rolling. You, whatever's making you leak out and whatever sin that is so easily besetting you, turn to God. Plug that hole and keep rolling. Keep looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Keep rolling. Secondly, failure can have a positive effect on the rest of your life, on our life. It can be a positive thing when we fail. Again, Peter became the church, early church leader. He preached and many people. He was the first one to actually preach to the Gentiles as a group. Can affect the rest of your life. Listen to this poem, and God said, If you never felt pain, then how would you know that I'm a healer? If you've never went through difficulty, how would you know that I'm a deliverer? If you never had a trial, how could you call yourself an overcomer? If you never felt sadness, how would you know that I'm a comforter? If you never made a mistake, how would you know that I'm forgiving? If you never were in trouble, how would you know that I will come to your rescue? If you never were broken, then how would you know that I can make you whole? If you never had a problem, how would you know that I can solve them? If you never had any suffering, then how would you know that what I went through? If you never went through the fire, then how would you become pure? If I gave you all things, how would you appreciate them? If I never corrected you, how would you know that I love you? If you had all power, then how would you learn to depend on me? If your life was perfect, then what would you need me for? And God said, if. You see, failure. If you're in failure at this time, make it a positive outcome. How to do that? What to do when we fail? You ready? What to do when we fail? In our Christian walk, in our walk of faith, what can we do? Number one, go to God and not from Him. Go to Him and not away from Him. Many times it seems like when we fail in our life, people drop out of church. I don't know why. Maybe they are embarrassed or they say, well, what's the use or whatever. But when you are experiencing failure, go to God, not away from Him. Because He's the God that loves you. He's the God that will wrap His arms around you and love on you and comfort you as the God of all comfort that He is. God wants you to go to Him, not away from Him. Secondly, if God reveals sin in you, confess and repent. Don't quit. Don't stop. And if God says, you got sin right there, don't justify it. Well, God this, or you don't know about that. Well, He does. Don't justify sin. Turn from sin. Repent from sin. When He reveals sin in your life, confess it and repent from it. Also, what to do when we fail? Fall upon God's grace and mercy. Do not determine in your spirit, determine not to fall further into sin. Determine to fall upon God's grace and mercy. As you go closer to Him, plead for grace and mercy. Grace is God's favor toward us. Grace is receiving something that we don't deserve, and mercy is not receiving something that we do deserve. Fall into the love of God in repentance and plead for grace and mercy. Also, remember God's character and love towards you. Remember, He loves you. He loves you. Everyone say, God loves me. Just say it right now. No matter who you are or what you've done, you may be sitting in failure right now. God loves you. He cares for you. There's an old song that goes like this. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. And when you just think of that phrase, and you think of those nail prints in the Lord Jesus' hands and feet, they're still there. When Thomas saw him after the resurrection, he said, I must touch the nail prints. I must thrust my hand in his side. And he did. When you think of those nail prints, we think of the sacrifice that He made for you and I. How He demonstrated His love at the cross while we were yet His enemy. He died for us. That's love. That's how much He loves you. Will you commit to turn from failure and to turn to God through Christ? Will you do that this morning? Will you do that? We're fixing to have an invitation. If you need to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'm here to help you in any way. Maybe you need to just come and pray at the altar and confess and repent and get close to God. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You that failure does not have to be the end of everything. But through Your grace and mercy, and by trusting and believing in Your promises, Lord, we can recover. We can be made whole again. And it's by Your mercy and grace, so Lord, we give You praise. We give You praise and adoration this morning. Help us to tend to eternity, Lord. Help us, Lord, to do the things we need to do during this invitation for Your glory. We ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.